Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome to the Equippers International podcast. We're studying the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 11. And in this episode, I'm going to read from verses 17 all the way through verse 24. It's a bit of a lengthy passage, but I said when I started in chapter 11 a couple of episodes ago, we're kind of taking larger chunks of scripture, not in order necessarily to hurry through this chapter, but just to get a good idea of Paul's argument or his discussion here about Israel, because it helps to take it in chunks and get the overview and then move more deeply into some specific application. Okay, verse 17, let me start reading there. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive, were grafted in among them and became partaker with them of the rich root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. But if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Quite right. They were broken off for their unbelief, but you stand by your faith. Do not be conceited, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Behold then the kindness and severity of God. To those who fell, severity, but to you, God's kindness, if you continue in his kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, who were the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? Okay, now what in the world is Paul talking about? Well, it's very clear he's given an illustration regarding branches and olive trees, and he's applying that to the Gentiles and to the Jews as natural branches and unnatural branches, and some that have been cut off and some that have been grafted in. So we have to keep all these categories straight in our thinking. Let me try to just give a simple illustration of what I believe Paul's doing here. Now, there's a note that I noticed in my Bible in preparation for this episode that I'd written a long time ago, and I think it's helpful at this juncture in our discussion in chapter 11. And I said there in the margin of my Bible that chapter 11, Paul is speaking to groups and not to individuals. Why is that helpful? Well, it's helpful because I think if we're not careful, we take a very individualistic approach to interpreting this passage of scripture, and that's never what Paul intended, and I don't think that's the proper interpretation of this passage. Paul nowhere in this passage, in these whole three chapters that we're looking at, is talking necessarily to individuals in a way that we make an individual doctrine about an individual's experience with God. Obviously, there's some truth here that the individual can take out of these passages, but Paul is talking about a corporate discussion of the remnant of Israel that remains and the corporality of the Gentiles as a group that were brought into salvation, brought into the promises of God as a result of faith, their faith response to the gospel. Now, we know that in the context of groups, groups are made of individuals, but I just think it's important for us to discern a corporate discussion versus an individual discussion, because I don't think this passage is meant to be a discussion about the ultimate security of the believer and if a believer can lose their salvation. I think Paul is using strong language in order to encourage groups of people to have the right mind and the right heart toward one another. And he says some strong things, but I don't believe that that necessarily acts as a formula of practice in our individual lives. I hope that makes sense. I just wanted to put a little bit of disclaimer there as we look at these verses. So what does Paul say? He says there that if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive were grafted in among them and became partakers with them of the rich root of the olive tree, don't become arrogant toward the branches. He's saying that just because the Jews have actually stumbled, and he uses the idea of them being broken off temporarily from the olive tree, this is Paul's whole discussion, they're not grafted into Christ. Christ is the olive tree. Christ has always been the root. It's not Israel as the root. They are connected to the root, which is ultimately God's promise, the seed that was given to Abraham, which we know and we've hammered over and over again in our episodes, is Christ. So Paul knows these truths, and he's highlighting them in this discussion. So he's saying at this present time, the Israelites, the remnant that remains, have actually been as though cut off from Christ, not permanently. Remember, God's heart is for the remnant, and he's already told us in chapter 9, they will be saved. But temporarily, they have been cut off so that other branches can be grafted in. And he says, if this is the case as a group, individuals in that group, your heart needs to be, don't be arrogant toward the branches. If you are arrogant, it is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you. He's not saying that Israel supports the Gentiles, because remember, Israel's not the root. It goes right back to John chapter 15 when Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. There's the truth. Jesus made it very clear, where is the life source? The life source is Christ. The life source is not Israel in this passage. That's not what Paul's saying. He would turn around to the Jews as well and say, if you want to be grafted back in, you have to be grafted to Christ. You have to come to faith in him. And when you do, you are connected to the root, because Christ is the source of life. So this is important to see. Verse 19, you will say then, branches were cut off so that I might be grafted in. You're quite right. Paul says, you're exactly right. They were broken off for their unbelief, but you stand by your faith. And they can be grafted in and stand also if they will come by faith. Do not be conceited, but fear, or have reverence. Have very sound judgment. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Again, it's not singular you, it's plural you. He's talking to groups. I believe Paul is laying out a very strong hypothetical case. I'm not saying God can't do it. He's saying just be aware and be grateful that you're part of that group. I celebrate regularly the fact that I am a Gentile and I have free access to the great promises of God in Christ that are all yes and amen, because I've simply responded by faith to the invitation. I love those that are identified as Jews today. To me, they are no different than any other people. We should love all people, and all people should come to faith in Christ. So we don't hold any arrogance in our heart that we're somehow better than a specific group of people. No, that is very much not the way to go. And Paul's saying, don't do that. Look what he says in verse 22. Behold then the kindness and the severity. To those who fell, severity. Now listen, to those who fell, severity. But to you, God's kindness, if you continue in his kindness. So the whole exhortation to those that are not part of Israel and the remnant that God is dealing with, everybody who's outside of that historical narrative that were brought in by his gracious action of extending his promises to the nations, just remain in God's kindness. Don't become arrogant and judgmental in your heart. Just thank God for his grace and his mercy that you were able to come in by faith. And he says there in verse 23, in the same way, if they do not continue in their unbelief, they will be grafted in again. So it's very simple. To those in Paul's day who remain as a remnant, if they will simply believe. This is why Paul magnifies his ministry to the Gentiles so that he could move them to jealousy. The message had been preached clearly to the Jews, and they rejected it. They chose not to believe. And so Paul says, okay, I'm going to then continue to magnify my ministry to the Gentiles. We're going to bring a lot of Gentile people into God's promises. And then the Jews will have to sit back and go, wow, they're receiving the benefit of Christ. And they see the fruit of that. They see the blessing of that. And it should move them in their hearts to come to belief, to step out of their unbelief into belief in Christ. And when they do that, they are grafted in. Paul simply says, if God can take a wild branch like the Gentiles and graft them into Christ, the original root, then he can clearly take the original branches that have been cut off and he can regraft them into the root who is Christ. And that's the point that Paul's making. And he ends there in verse 24. And he says, how much more will these who are natural be grafted into their own olive tree? Again, the demonstrative pronouns, these, some, these are the remnant ones that Paul has built his whole discussion throughout these chapters about. This remnant people that remain in Paul's day, they can be grafted back in if they will come to faith. Paul is not going to venture out into some futuristic discussion that can go hundreds and yes, thousands of years into the future having to do with today, the people of Israel. That is not Paul's point in this chapter. It's not his point in the book of Romans. Now, you can develop your own theories, you can extrapolate application, and you can make all kinds of doctrines and ideas around what you think is proper for 2,000 years into the future related to the book of Romans. But I don't think that's a very healthy process. I think we remain true to Paul's discussion. It will bless us and it holds everything in proper perspective and it gives us a grounding and an understanding of God's heart in these matters. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.